Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon, Indiana. It's about time we talked about that. Yeah. Pretty good little matchup.
Absolutely.
Pretty good little matchup.
Yeah. Indiana is going to, I think, give them more offensive challenges than they're going to be better coached than Penn State. I just don't know if Penn State, well, I do know. They are not as over, they don't have the overall talent that Penn State and Oregon have, although there are NFL players on both sides of that ball, and they're extremely well coached. They have a much better, scheme than Penn State does. And so I think that Indiana is going to give them a game, but in such a short sample we have, because we only had last year to go off of and then a handful of games this year, the only time Indiana has struggled is when teams can bully them. Because again, especially in the trenches, they're not as big and physical as some of the elite teams. I mean, they're Indiana. And so if you want one area where if you're a Duck fan and you're going to feel good about this, it's that. It's Iowa was able to do this to them. Notre Dame was able to do it. And, I mean, they only lost to last year to Ohio State and to Notre Dame. And both of those were teams that were like way too athletic for them. And this year, the only team that's really pressed them was Iowa. And Iowa wasn't able to do anything offensively against them. Indiana actually runs really, really good complex defensive schemes. But Iowa's front was able to give Indiana a lot of problems, and I think they held them to 20 points, especially like the right side of the Indiana line. Going back and looking at that game, they really struggled. Like the interior of Indiana's offensive line, their two guards against Iowa were a massive, massive problem. So you can start looking at some of these kind of matchups. And
this is why I don't think it's that. This is a great game. Mm-hmm. Because Indiana is good, and they should be given their flowers. They've been, you know, last year what Cignetti did was amazing, got them to the playoff, and they're good again this year. They beat a top 10 team 63-10.
Yes.
And that should not, we should not overlook Indiana. Mm. But I think you've just touched on why, I just feel like Duck fans probably feeling okay here. Because Indiana has played, under Cignetti, they've played three ranked teams.
Yeah.
And they are 1-2. Mm. They lost to Ohio State by 23 points, and they lost to Notre Dame by 10 points. Now, Illinois was the other ranked team, but I don't think we should compare the talent at Oregon to the likes of Illinois. Yeah. Rather, we should compare the talent of Oregon to the likes of Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately why people in the Northwest are probably feeling pretty good. I like Oregon. I think it's close early, but I feel like it might even be double digits late. I just think they have better players.
They do. They do have better players. But, you know, don't sleep on because it's Indiana, I think we're, you know, there's this idea that because Cignetti comes in there and he brought a lot of guys from James Madison. And so it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of really good college players. But they have two NFL receivers. Elijah Surratt is going to be a day one or day two guy. Mendoza may end up being, well, he will be a first-round pick. I mean, right now, the odds to go number one overall, it's Dante Moore and it's Fernando Mendoza, the two quarterbacks you're going to see here.
I just want to reiterate, I get that.
Yeah.
I really don't want to downplay Indiana.
Yeah.
But they lost by double digits to both the teams that have comparable talent to Oregon. That's my only point here.
Yeah.
It's a big-time duel, though, that we really didn't see coming. Like you mentioned, Mendoza versus Moore. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically the two Heisman favorites, battle it out, and they can take another step towards becoming a New York Jet. one of the two. Oh, so lucky.
That is true. Or you could be, you know, if the Titans end up with the number one overall pick, they can trade that and someone could go up and maybe you'd end up on a better team. Maybe you'd end up at a place as crappy as like New Orleans.
But the game features two of the top five scoring defenses in the country.
Yes.
Both are only giving up 12 points a game. They're also two of the top 15 yards per play offenses in the country. So, I mean, I don't know. You couldn't ask for a better matchup because you know that Indiana is well coached, like you said. I mean, Dan Lanning, the first thing he pointed out about them is their special teams.
Yes.
So they
By the way, they had a couple big special teams plays, including a touchdown against Illinois.
They're going to be very tough, and that's what – I mean, it's going to be a great, well-played game between two really good teams. Mm-hmm. I just believe that in the end, in games like this, I just think over four quarters, talent wins out. And that's why Ohio State won the championship last year. That's why Ohio State beat this team by 23. And I'm not saying Oregon is Ohio State, but they are more comparable to Ohio State. Probably the most comparable team to Ohio State that Indiana has played under Cignetti.
Will be.
And again, they lost by 23 points.
And I went back and, like I said, I was fast-forwarding through. I went and looked at the Iowa game. And Iowa was – Indiana moved the ball pretty well, but – in short yardage situations, and there was a couple times on fourth and one where Indiana got stuffed, and again it came down to penetration. Their guards against Iowa were it was bad. Well, it was really bad play. So when you look at like Bear Alexander, you look at Amari Washington. If Indiana wants to win this game, they have to play better in their interior three. And Amari Washington and Alexander have a chance to just be game wreckers because that's what Iowa did. I mean, Indiana basically runs, they run the triple option. They just run the triple option with RPOs, but that's essentially what this is. In fact, not only do they do RPOs, but they do, I guess it'd be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PROs, they do passes with run options. So like, because they're running that triple option, they will actually have pass protection schemes, and Mendoza will actually kind of do some of these half rolls. They're way more run heavy with the quarterback than they were last year. It's a much much more athletic quarterback than what Rourke was last year. And so they'll do that. Well, they'll roll him out and he'll have like these one to two simple reads. But if you want to sit back in soft zone, Mendoza will run it or he flips it out to his back. And so they really do stress you. Their offense is so dialed in and it creates problems because of all the different looks. How do you stop a team like that? Again, you just blow up the interior of the line. And again, that's what Ohio State did. It's what Notre Dame did. It's what Iowa did. Can Oregon do that? So that's the first matchup. The other one, styles make fights. Mendoza and just in general, even last year with Indiana, they did not do well against the blitz. When teams blitzed and got home, it was problematic, especially this year with Mendoza. Him in a clean pocket, not pressured, he is picking people apart. When you've blitzed him, his numbers go way down. And what's funny is, you know who blitzes least, less than just about any big team in the country? Oregon. Oregon has not blitzed. So this is like where it's kind of the fun cat and mouse game. Oregon has been pretty happy to play either this two or even sometimes they play this three safety look and then Thieneman kind of roams down. They play him the way Ohio State plays Caleb Downs. He's kind of a catch-all. We're just going to put you in the middle of the field and we're just going to let you make plays. And Oregon has been pretty content to do that, but Indiana has picked people apart. But if they can get pressure up front, just rushing forward, especially internal pressure, and not have to blitz and play coverage behind that, or do you say, hey, if Indiana is picking us apart early and they can handle it, does Lanning now kind of get out of his tendencies and they actually start bringing some heat? I love these stylistic matchups because Indiana really is a fun team to watch on film. The schemes that they run, they are as well coached a team as Oregon will see all year. But to your point, I just, the horses, overall the depth, Oregon is much, much better than they are across the board.
You know what they are? They're the effing bull.
They are the bull.
Sucanic.
Well, and I think what Lanning is, what, 22-1 at home? And this is one thing, and I know it's only been a year and some change. This is the game that Cignetti has to prove that he can win. He's got to play one of these games against a true elite top 10 talent team and not get pushed around at the point of attack. So shocking. I mean, this is the simplest breakdown you can have. Can Indiana hold up in the trenches on both sides of the ball?
First Big Ten game featuring teams that are 5-0 or better and a plus 30 points per game differential or higher since 1904.
Yikes.
And you remember that game between Chicago and Northwestern back then.
Are you kidding me? Memorable. I watch it every year. It's like on an old, those old like 8mm cameras or maybe a nice oil painting.
When you got into the Big Ten, you weren't really expecting it to be Indiana.
No.
But you were expecting this type of game.
Yes.
And the Ducks really haven't had a lot of these since going into the Big Ten. As a matter of fact, have they lost in the Big Ten?
Yeah, they lost to Washington.
Or just, wait, what?
Are you talking
not
about
in the Big Ten?
Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to Washington.
When?
Last year. Or, well, I guess
no,
that, they
that was,
weren't.
That wasn't, that was Pac-12.
Yeah, was that, yeah, that was, because last year was the first year in the Big Ten.
They haven't lost in the Big Ten.
No. No, they have not.
Except for Ohio State, but that was in the college
that
football
playoff.
So they, I don't know, the move to the Big Ten was exciting, but then you got to the Big Ten and you're kind of dominating the Big Ten. I mean, I know Ohio State won the title, but they haven't lost. So, point being, there have been a lot of dud games in the Big Ten, kind of boring.
You kind of feel like this might be one of them?
No, I don't. Oh. I think this is the type of game that you were expecting. Like, I was expecting the Big Ten to be much tougher week in and week out, and it has not been.
Yeah.
I mean, Illinois came into Oregon last year, and they were ranked, and that was a snooze fest.
Wisconsin gave you a game on the road last year. Remember that one?
Yeah,
that
was, there are a few. I mean, Penn State, you almost lost.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, week to week, it felt like it was a much deeper league. Mm-hmm. It really hasn't been. But here you go. I mean, the last game you played Penn State was a barn burner, and now you get this team coming back. I mean, this is more what I expected. This is going to be a battle, but I don't know. I feel good about Oregon in this game.
And it'll be a nice test for Dante Moore.
I don't know if I'd bet on him. The spread's like 7.5.
Yeah, it was bet down. I mean, it originally came out like 10 or 11. And it's come flying down to where, I think it's about 7, 7.5. It will be a nice test, too, for Dante Moore. Indiana is like number 3 in the country in havoc. And havoc is just basically, it's a stat that how disruptive your defense is. And they run a very NFL-heavy scheme. A lot of simulated pressures. Indiana, they kind of pull a Spags. Indiana doesn't blitz that often, but they show you blitz all the time. They'll have 7 guys at the line of scrimmage, and they bail 4 of them, but they overload one side. And so you do have to be buttoned up in your communication and also really elaborate safety rotations. Which again is an NFL concept. They love playing zone coverage in the back, that too high look, but they rotate, and so they can give you a lot of looks off of the same kind of base. And so it will be a nice test for Dante Moore to have to kind of figure that out, because whatever you see at the snap of the ball, it's almost a guarantee that that is not what Indiana is going to actually run. So I think this is going to be a really fun test, and I don't think it will be as bland and boring as what the hell Penn State was doing. So I really like watching Indiana's offense. It's way more enjoyable than watching whatever Penn State was doing.
Well, will Antifa be the celebrity guest picker?
Dude, I'm sorry.
In Eugene.
Dressing someone up, that's just...
Or will it be the Chicken Man from down at the ICE facility protests.
Antifa duck fan. Yes, please.
I just love the idea of a chicken with an Antifa shirt on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.